Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
I get you some scoring leaders here through the first three quarters of play as Mountain Home trailing by 4, 36-32. They'll have the basketball to begin this fourth quarter. Anna Grace Foreman leading all Lady Bombers scorers with 9 points. Anna Pfeiffer has 8, 6 points for Madeline Collins as well. Inbounds goes to Emma Martin. She draws a small village around her and now feeds it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer goes down low to Foreman. They're going to try that same formula. This time she's denied at the rack. And the turnover goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. 36-32 our score. 7:45 remaining in regulation. Mountain Home trailing by 4. They've had to do as close as 2. That was at the 7-minute mark in the third quarter, down by 25-23. Here is Thomas. Now to Osborne. So Popo working left to right in their home white uniforms. Turnaround jump shot 10 feet out is good. And boy, Ray Osborne's had a nice night. She's got 10 points. Just a sophomore. She clearly has a pretty high ceiling. 38-32 our score. 7:10 to play here, fourth quarter. Ball tipped away. There's Osborne again. She's been on the run, and she's fouled on her way to the rack. They're going to say it's on the floor. That's only the first team foul by Mountain Home. That could come into an effect here with 7:05 to play, but the foul goes on Hannah Pfeiffer. 17 fouls for Sepulpa. Here is Thomas. At the elbow, she faces up to the glass. Now drives on the left side of the lane. Her shot altered by Foreman. Now loose ball, and Kuhn had it, and she's fouled. They're going to call the foul on Foreman. Oh, I beg your pardon. Not on Foreman. It is on Martin, her second, team second. 6:57 to play here, fourth quarter. Out of the inbounds play, Hall's left wide open for 3. In and out of the cup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Collins. It is Walker, Collins, Husky, Foreman, and Pfeiffer, the 5 on the floor for the Lady Bombers. 6:45 to play, fourth quarter. Mountain Home trailing by 4. Pfeiffer left open from the right wing. A 3 tries, no good. Long rebound finds the hands of Hall uncontested. Here comes Sepulpa working left to right. 6:35 to play, fourth quarter. DeMent has the basketball. Between the circles, she feeds it to Hall. Hall looking to go to the high post to Osborne. Ball pinballs around, still loose on the floor. Kuhn trying to track it down. Now there's a tussle on the wood, and a timeout taken by Darlene Caleb after all of that madness. So, 6:22 to play, fourth quarter. Mountain Home trailing 38-32. We'll take the timeout with them. It's a 30. We'll be back right after this on your home for Lady Bombers basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
6:20 to play here in regulation. Mountain Home trailing by 6 around the defensive side right now. Left to right works Sepulpa, the Lady Chieftains. The top classification in the state of Oklahoma, 6A. Here is Thomas outside the perimeter. Foreman is out to greet her in that man-to-man defense. Here is Kuhn, the right wing to Hall. Now to Thomas, the 6-foot senior. Gives it over to DeMent. Far side of the floor as they continue to just work the ball around the perimeter and kind of milk this clock a little bit, making this an elongated possession. 5:44 to play here, fourth quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by 6. Thomas driving to the low block, feeding out to Hall for a 3. It's off the mark, no good. There's Ray Osborne on the weak side block, and the sophomore puts it back. She's got a dozen points. She's just been a terror for Mountain Home here in this contest, both offensively and defensively. 40-32 our score. Del Leonard wants to take a timeout. We will take one with him. 5:24 to play here in regulation. Mountain Home trailing by 8. You're listening to Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball on 101.7.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room in Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Back here courtside in the Auxiliary Gymnasium here at Fayetteville High School. Benjamin Kelly with you here this weekend as the Lady Bombers trailing the Sepulpa Lady Chieftains by a score of 40-32. Dell Leonard just took a full timeout, so he's got four timeouts remaining for Sepulpa. And we'll give you a full reset here. 5:24 to play, fourth quarter. Sepulpa with 40 points. They have the possession arrow and 17 fouls with four timeouts remaining. 32 points for Mountain Home. They're in the bonus and just have two team fouls and two timeouts remaining for Dell Leonard. 5:20 to play, fourth quarter. Mountain Home the basketball trailing by 8. They've trailed by as many as 11 today. Martin has the basketball, free throw line extended on the far side of the floor. Mountain Home working right to left. Martin now drives baseline and gets the little runner to go. That's her first bucket of the evening. 40-34 our score. 5 minutes remaining here in regulation. Man-to-man defense employed here by Dell Leonard and the Lady Bombers. Thomas with the basketball, way beyond the perimeter. Now to Dement, feeding down low to Osborne. She's got a dozen points. Martin guarding her. Now a little jump shot, 5 feet along the baselines off the mark. Ball tipped around, last touch by Sepulpa. And so, Mountain Home will have another shot to make this a one-possession game. Let's see what they can do here. 40-34 our score. 4:40 to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home trying to make it improve to 4-4 on the season. Backdoor cut, looking for Martin was Walker. That was a good-looking play there, but unfortunately they couldn't get anything. It looked like Martin was kind of held there. Dell Leonard felt that way too, but no whistle was blown, and so Sepulpa takes over after the turnover by Mountain Home. 40-34 our score. Lady Bombers down by 6. 4:20 to play here, fourth quarter. On the defensive side is Mountain Home as Thomas has the basketball between the circles. Inbounds entry pass goes down low to Osborne, and she uses a little jumper out just to the left of the lane, and she's got 14 points. Boy, she's had a nice night. 4:05 to play, fourth quarter, 42-34 our score. Here is Pfeiffer, left open for three from the left wing. She couldn't get it. It leaves it long, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Now we got a substitution as Tori Delaney comes into the contest, a 5'6 senior, replacing that of Lindsay Hall. Full court press put on here by Mountain Home, trailing by 8 points at the 3:50 mark, fourth quarter. Delaney underneath now feeds it back out to Dement. Dement scanning the floor and selecting from all of her options. She goes with Kuhn here on the right side wing. Kuhn dribbles it back to the top of the key with a right-hand dribble. Now to Thomas. Thomas, free throw line extended outside of the arc. Around the perimeter it goes. 3:30 to play here, fourth quarter. Delaney over to Kuhn. Kuhn picks up her dribble at center court. Now over to the far sideline to Osborne. Osborne tiptoeing that sideline as well. Out of Thomas as the Sepulpa is trying to play keep away from Mountain Home. And committing the foul was Foreman. That's only the third team foul here for Sepulpa, for Mountain Home, so expect to see a few more of those. 42-34 our score. 3:10 to play here, fourth quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by 8. Now Walker trying to get tied up at the bench. She will foul her. So that is the fourth team foul now for Mount Home. They're still a couple shy of the bonus. 17 fouls for Sepulpa. 3:05 to play here, fourth quarter. Now Pfeiffer gets into Osborne there. So Pfeiffer commits her second. That's the fifth team foul. Out of the inbounds play. 3 minutes to play. Here is Thomas on the drive. Thomas is fouled on her way to the rim. I think that was on Foreman again.
Number 33, Anna Grace Foreman.
So that's now 16 fouls here for Mountain Home. 42-34. Inside of 3 minutes to play here, fourth quarter. Dement to Trigger. Inbounds play goes to Thomas. Thomas going to drive to the left side elbow. Now over to Delaney. At center court, she feeds it to the right wing to Kuhn. Kuhn being badgered by Husky on this defensive possession here for Mountain Home. Looking for a five count. They get a five count. Kuhn couldn't get rid of the basketball in time. And tight defense by Peyton Husky results in a turnover by Sepulpa. And now Mountain Home trailing by eight, going to try to trim back into this deficit as Kuhn checks out. Checking back into the game is Hannah Belleville. 42-34 our score. 8-point deficit here for the Lady Bombers. They need some points here quickly. They kind of run a horn offense here with two players at the elbows. Around the perimeter goes. Pfeiffer has it, being tightly guarded by Belleville. Pfeiffer with a left-hand dribble drive on the baseline, trying an up-and-under play, looking for some contact. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound goes to Husky. She tries a three off the mark. Foreman plucking away the rebound for another offensive shot. Her shot's no good, and on the weak side block, it is Walker collashing with Osborne. And so that will result in a one-and-one shot. As Walker picks up the personal, that's her second. 2:20 to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home trailing 42-34. First foul shot is off the mark, no good. The front end of a one-and-one has failed, and the rebound goes to Walker. Quickly pushing it up the floor to Martin. Martin going to drive baseline. They're going to wave off the shot, even though Martin executed it, but she led to the free throw line for a one-and-one, saying she was fouled on the floor. That goes on Taylor DeMent, her third, and the team eighth. 42-34 our score. Martin at the free throw line. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Martin 11 for 22 on the season in foul shots. Here's the next one. And it's off the mark. Martin now with 3 points. It's a 42-35 game. 7-point deficit here for Mountain Home as they come out in that full court press. 2 minutes to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home down, but definitely not out of it. And now we get a timeout taken by Darlene Caleb. And at the 1:58 mark here, fourth quarter, it is Mountain Home trailing 42-35. We'll take a break with them, and when we come back, we'll bring the final 1:58 of this ball game. Mountain Home trailing 42-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Rejoining the action here at Fayetteville High, Mountain Home trailing 42-35 in the final minutes of this contest, 1:44 to play in regulation. Thomas will be fouled in the middle of the lane. I think they're going to wave off the shot. Indeed, they are. So it's going to be a 1-1 try for De'Asia Thomas, the 6-foot senior forward, as a foul goes on Kyra Penn, her first and the team eighth of the half. Both teams have 18 fouls. Front end of the 1-1 by Thomas is good. De'Asia Thomas now with a dozen points, and it's a 43-35 advantage for Sepulpa. The next one is good. She gets them both and has 13 points. 44-35 our score. 1:38 to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home in need of some points here. Husky, a straightaway three, gets it. Boy, and she's pumped, too. She knew she got it. 44-38 our score now. 6-point deficit here for the Lady Bombers with 1:31 to play in regulation. We'll take a full timeout. You're listening to Lady Bombers Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout taken by Dell Leonard, he's got one remaining at the 125 mark here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home trailing 44-38, our score. And Pfeiffer's going to be flagged with a personal foul as she was out near the half-court stripe, guarding against Tori Delaney. So Delaney will head to the free throw line after the ninth team foul committed by Mountain Home. 6-point deficit after that Peyton Husky three to pull him within six. Here's the front end of a one-and-one by Delaney. She gets it. She's got 4 points. Husky now with 7 points on the evening. Anna Grace Foreman leading all Mountain Home scorers with nine. The next free throw is good as well. Boy, those are some daggers, though. Now it's back to an 8-point deficit here for Mountain Home. They need a couple of triples here on consecutive trips. 46-38 our score. 1:13 to play here, fourth quarter. Walker, a bounce pass inside to Husky. Husky beating all the defenders, but swatted from behind by Thomas. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sepulpa. 46-38 our score. Mountain Home trailing by 8. 108 remaining in regulation. Pfeiffer to inbound. Feeding it to Walker. Walker dribbling near the free throw line. Now her pocket is picked by Dement. Dement going the other way, left to right. She recollects her dribble and lays it up off the glass, and it's now a 10-point deficit here for Mountain Home. So Walker quickly racing it up the floor, trying to counter. Inbound, the ball goes down low to Pin. Pin shot is up off the mark, no good. And Thomas comes away with a defensive board. 40 seconds remaining in regulation. It's a 10-point deficit. Osborne walks the ball up the floor. Now to Thomas. And Sepulpa is going to try to do their best to play keep away here. 9 team fouls for Mountain Home, so they'd like to generate a turnover and not necessarily commit a foul here, but looks like this one is going to be a final here soon. Osborne will drive, feed it over to Thomas. She turns down a wide-open jump shot. 11 seconds, 10 seconds now to play. 10-point deficit here for Mountain Home, and well, Sepulpa is going to come away with their first win on the 2017-18 season as Ray Osborne will dribble out the rest of this clock, and that will be the ball game. Our final score this evening from Fayetteville, it is Sepulpa 48 and Mountain Home 38. Lady Bombers falling to 3-5 on the season, and Sepulpa improving to 1-2. We'll add up some unofficial statistics and bring those to you live here when we come back for the Arvest Bank Pulse Game Show. Stay with us right here on your home for Lady Bomber basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi. I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.